Heritage along the Kyle Line, Achnasheen Station, featuring wartime remains. While sitting in Achnasheen Station, look towards the western end of the village. There you will see buildings near a red phone box. The building on the left was a World War II checkpoint, erected in 1940. Abandoned after the war, in 1969 it was an advanced state of decay, filled with training manuals, dummy grenades, and even live ammunition. The route of the Kyle Line has always been a major pathway across Scotland. Achnasheen is at a strategic position connecting the route to Lough Ewe, where there was a major naval presence in World War II. From there, the legendary Arctic convoys left for northern Russia, described by Winston Churchill as the worst journey in the world. The importance of the Kyle railway line itself was recognised during the war. There were munition dumps at Dunanish in the west and Fotheringay outside of Dingwall in the east. If necessary, the rail line could have been blown up to prevent enemy use of the line. The Achnasheen checkpoint was also a roadblock built to control access. Another roadblock is between Achnasheen and Strathcadden near Glencadden Lodge. Another strategic point along the route is at Garve, controlling access to Ullabo and the coast to the north. Just outside of Garve, towards Dingwall, opposite Lough Garve, there are three World War II pillboxes, one above the other on the hillside. They are difficult to see, but if you are lucky, you will see one or all of them. At the Kyle end, there were gun batteries on the hillside, now with only the concrete plinths remaining. These protected the Minch between Kyle and Skye. After World War II, the threat of nuclear attack prompted the building of a number of underground bunkers throughout Scotland and the Highlands. The Highland posts were supposed to allow people to measure fallout and report back to headquarters in Inverness. The train passes one between Achnasheen and Achnalt, though all you can see are the air vents sticking up from the ground. Another example, not visible on the train, is near to Strathcadden. There were also two at Kyle and one at Dingwall, which have been demolished. Although of recent date, these remains are part of the Highland heritage and should be recorded before they disappear. People's memories of the previous uses are also very important.